Blog Talk Radio.
Every day, Lord, this is my prayer. This is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, I can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, body is wrecked with pain. So many times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. And that's where he shows his oil. In the oil. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place.
Oh,
Thank you for the refreshing, God. Thank you for the refreshing.
Can you imagine this? Getting into a car to travel somewhere and not know where you're going. How will you get there? Like, do I travel this way, that way? Am I going down Broad Street? Am I going to catch the expressway? I mean, it's not like you can just close your eyes and the car is going to take you there. When I get to the corner, I mean, am I going left? Am I going right? Is this going to be a long way, a short way? I really don't know where I'm going. I'm dressed. I'm in the car. I'm stopping along the way. I'm asking people for directions. Do you know where this place is? And can you tell me how to get there? And can you tell me how to get there? Well, I know from experience, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that because even if people don't know, most of them are not going to let you know they don't know. So they make up stuff that, you know, to seem like they know. And so here now, because you didn't know where you were going, which is like really ridiculous, going somewhere without directions. So now you have a two-hour trip that by time as you arrive, if you arrive at all, it could be 20 hours later, 20 hours later. See, even for those of us who have a GPS and you ask your GPS, how do I get to such and such and such and such? I know some people don't even listen to the GPS. They think they know better than the GPS. I know a short way. I know a shortcut. I'm going to go this way. Somebody told me to go this way, so I'm going to go that way. So they won't even listen to the GPS. See? And to truth of the matter is sometimes you can't even trust your GPS. Sometimes your GPSs, they get hit, and you know, and they're leading you and guiding you someplace like, how are they thinking today? See? And so you can't trust your GPS. My acronym for our way of thinking, GPS, is, I'm calling it the general perspective of your situation, GPS. You can't trust your general perspective of your situation. See? And glory be to God, not is it a bad thing to get all decked out, get in your automobile, head towards a destination, not knowing how to get to your destination. Can you imagine a situation where you don't even know where you're going? Don't even know where you're going. Where you going today, sis? I'm just in the car. I'm going to go where? Well, you know, I'm just going. See, the terrible thing about traveling, see, at a destination that you know not of, is you never know when you get there. You never know when you get there. Our destinations, the way we travel, where we're traveling to. In the Bible, when Moses was having a conversation with the great Jehovah, glory be to God, and the Lord was leading Moses to a destination, Moses responded. He said, I'll go. He said, but if you don't go with me, I won't go. He said, that's my one criteria. As long as you go with me, I'll go. We read in the Old Testament in the book of Exodus that the Israelites had been delivered out of Egypt, out of God's mighty hand. And the Bible tells us that they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because of their unbelief. They walked in the wilderness for 40 years, which should have been a 10-day and 11-day journey. Not knowing where they're going, just walking around in circles. Sometimes in life, we find ourselves walking around in circles. Same things we've been doing for weeks and years. This history repeating itself, events repeating itself, circumstances repeating itself. Glory be to God. Where are you going? I don't know. But I come to tell you on this morning that God wants to take you somewhere. We walk by faith and not by sight. And in the book of Galatians, chapter number 5, verse number 25, it reads, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. What? Keep in step. See, you don't want to miss a step. You don't want to miss a step. Uh-huh. Come on now. Why? Because you're walking in the Spirit. God won't miss a step. You can best believe that. And if you're walking with him, neither will you. I come to tell you on this morning that God wants to take you somewhere. Oh, yes, that's his M.O. God is very, very, very intentional, and he wants to take you somewhere. Jeremiah chapter number 29, verse number 11 says this, for I know the plans I have for you, put your name there, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Oh, no, there is no dead ends when you're walking with God. He will never mislead you. He will not throw you under the bus. He will not play tricks on you. Glory be to God. No, no dead ends, no detours. No, he's taking you somewhere, and he knows where he's taking you. Do you have to distrust, hallelujah, that he knows? He knows the way. See? When we're in our car, we're about to travel, whatever, okay, we're on AAA, we're on Google, we're talking to the auntie, we're talking to family, all right, what's the directions? Okay, where I go? Mm-hmm, all right, never been here before, okay, unfamiliar place, don't know where I'm going. Well, God is taking you to an unfamiliar place that's not going to be unfamiliar when you get there, glory be to God, but you don't know how to get there. Matter of fact, you don't even know where you're going. It's so glorious. Glory be to God. You've never been there before. Higher heights. Moving from faith to faith, from glory to glory, new dimensions. See? But you won't find it in your own intellect. See? Because some of you are there right now. You think you found it, and you're way beneath your privilege. See? Because God has a higher plan. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. See? He knows the way, and he wants to lead you. But in order for you to get there, you're going to have to place your trust. And, oh, no, I'm not going to say what you think I'm going to say. You have to put your trust in God. Now, a lot of us have to do some reshifting right now because, amen, Matthew 6:33 says, amen, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Proverbs 3 and 5 says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Straighten up. Straighten up. You're moving in the wrong direction. I remember we went on a family vacation once, and we were on our way to Canada, and we was traveling actually in the opposite direction. We was like 5 hours off before we even realized we was moving in the wrong direction. Some of you are moving in the wrong direction. Straighten up. God said, if you acknowledge me, glory be to God, I'm going to place you back, amen, on the right road and get you where you need to be. Psalms 32 and 8, my life passage reads like this. I will teach you, and I will show you the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my eyes. I will counsel you with my GPS. God will be your GPS. See, he's going to show you. You don't have to ask nobody else for directions because, amen, you're getting directions from the creator who designed the map. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to show you the way. I'm taking you somewhere. Will you follow me? In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 30, verse number 21, and it reads like this. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. God says, the spirit that teaches you all things, the spirit, amen, that leads you and guides you into all truth and all righteousness, he's going to let you know, okay, you're following the GPS. Okay, God's GPS, okay? He's your shepherd. He'll let you know when to turn left. He'll let you know when to turn right. He'll let you know when to go. See? He'll let you know when to say yes. He'll let you know when to say no. He'll let you know if there's a red light coming up, green light, yellow light, stop sign, a yield sign. He said, I'll let you know. He said, I'll let you know when to park it, pull it into the gas station and fuel up. Glory be to God. Take a little station break. Glory be to God. He said, I'll let you know. Why? Because you are acknowledging me. You are trusting me. Glory be to God. Huh? Remember when Moses was out in the wilderness? Glory be to God. And Moses saw the burning bush. The Bible says Moses had to turn towards the bush. See, a lot of times, beloved, we're traveling, but you're traveling on the wrong road. You're going in the opposite direction of your destiny and where the Lord is calling you. Moses had to turn toward the bush. And this is why the Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn. See, it's time to turn in the right direction. Lot's wife, when the Lord was trying to get Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah before the destruction, see, Lot's wife, she was moving, but she was moving in the wrong direction. The Bible says she turned. And when she turned, she became a pillar of salt because she turned in the wrong way. Now, God says that we are the salt of the world, the salt of the earth, but he didn't mean that type of salt. He didn't mean for us to be salty where we are no effect and good for nothing. Huh? Yeah, if you take a box of salt and put it in a sink of water And what happens when you take that box of salt out? That salt is good for nothing. We don't want to be good for nothing. Glory be to God. But we want to turn in the right way while you still have time to turn. Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 13 reads like this. It says, enter ye in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that enter in the wrong gate. You see what the Lord is saying? There's many people traveling down the wrong way. They're moving. See, they're moving, but they're in the wrong gate. They're on the wrong street. You're in the wrong city. You're in the wrong place. But because there's a whole lot of other people traveling with you, you think you're safe. He says, broad is the way. There's a whole bunch of folks. No. So let me tell you something. When you're on the right highway with God, you're not going to see a whole lot of people. Oh, it's not going to be no traffic jams when you're walking with God. See? Why? Because the majority of the people are going in the opposite direction. I come to tell you today that God knows the way. And not only does God knows the way and the place that he wants to take you, he's the only one that does know because he created you, okay, for his glory, fearfully and wonderfully made to complete his mission. Glory be to God. Not only does he know the way, but he wants to take you there. There's a song in the world that says, I'll take you there. Well, guess what? God says, I'll take you there. Huh? And you'll be on time. You'll be in the right place at the right time. Yes. And I come to tell you, not only does he know the way, I come to tell you today that he is the way. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And because he is all-knowing, he knows absolutely everything from beginning to end. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. Not only does he know everything, he's everywhere at the same time. And not only that, all power is in his hands. So no one can stop you from reaching your destination when you're walking with God. Because all power is in God's hands. See? And he'll show you when to make those detours and to avoid those booby traps. Come on now. Glory be to God. And whatever the devil meant for evil, God will turn that thing around for good. Oh, he's the master planner. He's the master strategist. 3 John 1 reads this, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest be in health, even as thy soul prosper. I wish that you might be in health and prosper, even as your soul prosper. What is God saying? God said, I'm going to show you the way. I'm going to show you the way to your healing. Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to show you the way to your prosperity, huh? I'm going to show you where, amen, he said, he take you to secret places, huh? Hidden treasures in secret places. I'm going to show you where your connections are, huh? I'm going to show you where your reconnections are. I'm going to show you where the answers are, huh? I know you got a lot of questions. He said, but I'm going to give you the answer. Why? Because Jesus is the answer. But you got to walk with him. You got to go the way he tells you to go. See, you cannot depend on your own intellect and your own intelligence. Glory be to God. This is why he tells us in Romans 12, he says, and be ye conformed, and be ye not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. God has a good will. He has an acceptable will. And he has a perfect will for your life. And he's the only one that can take you there. He's going to take you to a happy place. He's going to take you to an abundance place. The joy of the Lord is our strength. A place of joy. A place of completeness. Where you are complete in him. nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing broken. All things new. Behold, I do a new thing. Huh? If any man, any one man be in Christ, they are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Oh, it's not your way. And this is why we've been messing up, starting all over, frustrated, depressed, suppressed, oppressed, possessed. Because we've been trying to do this thing our own way. It's not your way. It's his way. When you follow him. Proverbs 14 and 12 says this. There is a way that seemeth right to a man. Thereof are the ways of death. Oh, you be ready. You be ready to swear on your mama. You doing, you got it this time. You be ready to swear on somebody. You just know what? Based on what? Based on your education? Huh? Based on your past experience, based on somebody's testimony. What are you basing it on? Somebody's book? What are you basing it on? See? And I don't care what you got. I've come to tell you God want to do you better. Now unto him who is exceedingly, abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. The question today is, will you go? Will you go? Will you go? Amen. God is leading you to a place, amen, where you can expanding your capacity to lead, calling out the greatness in you. First of all, he's calling you to salvation. Will you go? Will you meet him at the cross? See? Then when you get there, will you continue to mature, will you continue to be, will you continue, amen, glory be to God, to allow him to increase your territory? Oh, yeah, there's some places untapped in you, some desires in you, and we allow fear and other people's opinions, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to cause us to park the car. And say, I ain't going. I don't have enough gas to get there. I'm not going. I don't know where I'm going. I don't want to look foolish. I'm not going. The Israelites could have said that, but they didn't. Walking around Jericho wall, they could have said that, but they didn't. Naaman dipping in seven times in dirty water, amen, and was cured of leprosy. He could have, but he didn't. The Virgin Mary, amen, could have denied the angel's request, but she didn't. Those who turned the world upside down could have, but they didn't. And the testimonies go on and on and on. Of people who have arrived, and guess what? When they get there, amen, they find out there's still other new places in God. Will you go? Will you go? As I close on this morning, I want to share with you the lyrics to this song. The author is Jermaine Dolley. The title of the song is I'll Go. And it reads like this. You called my name and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't want to fit you in my time. Thought life without you, I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there is no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say. I'll go. If you lead me, Lord, I'll go. I'll go. I'll go. Then he goes on to say this. The road ahead may be long. The road ahead may be dark. The road ahead may be narrow. But this one thing I'll know. I'll go. And then he says this, and maybe some of you are here right now today. He said, there are some times when I feel I'm not worthy to do the will that you have wanted, because this flesh that I am in is so dirty and full of sin. You told me not to let up, to look ahead with my head up. So I continue with all of my might, because I walk by faith and not sight. The road ahead may be long. The road ahead may be dark and narrow. But this one thing I don't know. Lord, today I say I'll go. I'll go. I'll go in a direction you have decided to place me. I'll go because I know I'll be rewarded at the end of my road. So I'll go. If you lead me, I'm sure to follow. I'll go. My soul says yes, I'll go. I'll go. Can you touch and agree with Brother Jermaine Dolly? Can you touch and agree with me? Can you touch and agree with the Spirit? Can you tell the Lord, yes, I'll go? Maybe you feel like Brother Jermaine Dolly. Maybe you felt that you were so unworthy because of all the mistakes that you have made, because of all the things you didn't do that you should have done, and the things you did do that you shouldn't have done. Maybe you feel you're unworthy because of your skin color. Maybe you feel you're unworthy because of your gender. Maybe you feel you're unworthy because of your education. Maybe you feel you're unworthy for this, for that, for this, for that. I come to tell you it's all a lie. I come to tell you it's all a lie. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I come to tell you it's all a lie. I come to tell you that your past does not dictate your future. And every day that the good Lord wakes you up is a clean page in the chapter of your book, and you can start over again. Because if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And God is not a God of a second chance. God is not a God of a third chance. God is a God of another chance. And God will work with you. And the word of God works if you're working. I come to tell you that destiny is waiting on you. I come to tell you that there's people, there's places, there's circumstances. They're just waiting on you to show up. Fear somewhere. You're hiding in the wine press. Glory be to God somewhere. No, 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 no. They're waiting. The world is waiting for you to show up. Some of you are teachers, some of you are preachers, some of you are authors, some of you are inventors, great leaders, even in your home, in government, in ministry. Every place you go, every place you go, everything you touch will be blessed. Why? Because you're operating in the capacity, amen, that the Lord designed you to operate. But you have to go through the process. You have to go through the process. Will you go? Will you go? Glory, stop believing the lie. Where'd you go? Where'd you go? Yes, yeah, Satan told you was dirty and full of sin. He told you didn't qualify. But let me tell you something. God calls the unqualified and God qualifies them. God calls the ordinary people and he puts his super on their ordinary. It's not where you've been. It's where you're going. Because everything that you have experienced in your past, believe it or not, was preparation for your future. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purpose. Everything that you have experienced was in alignment with your destiny. Ask Brother Joseph. when his brothers threw him in the pit and left him for dead. He said, what you meant for evil, God meant it for good. I come to encourage you. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries in Philadelphia. And I come to encourage you to just stand up in faith and tell the Lord, I'll go. Send me. Because guess what? He's going to teach you as you go. There's no need of him showing you the end result. If you don't see, you have to take that. He will give you the next set of instructions. Don't worry about what's the instructions for step number 3 and 4 and 5. Let's get to step number 1. Then let's get to step number 2. One step at a time. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, today is the day. Will you go and meet him at the cross? There's room at the cross for you. Just open your heart right now and ask God to forgive you. Father, forgive me for being a sinner. By faith, I believe and I accept Jesus Christ in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And my name is written, confirming that my name is written in the book of life. Thank you for saving me. Amen. Glory be to God. Maybe the Lord is sending some of you to connect with this ministry here. To connect with us and be a partner with us. Reach out to us. Glory be to God. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. Amen. Glory. We want to send you what you need to help you to continue to grow and to mature until your full maturity. Maybe the Lord is sending you. Some of you are looking for a church home. You haven't been back in the church building yet. You're looking for a place where you can part and grow with some authentic teaching. Yeah, well, maybe the Lord's sending you right here. So connect with us. And all of our information is there. And just go. Tell the Lord you go. And guess what? I'll meet you there. Amen. I'll meet you there. Not only does God want to give you heaven, but God wants you to live an abundant life on earth, because the truth of the matter is when you're walking in faith, you're already in heaven. The kingdom of God is already in you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God, heaven is already, but you got to say, I'll go. All right. This is Dr. Alfreda, and everybody have a good day. And Lord's willing, we'll be back real soon. Sooner than you think. Amen. Will you go? God bless you.